listening to Friday 2SER Drive, and right now we're chatting with Byron-based psychedelic rock band Babe Rainbow, who are about to perform in Chippendale for the South by Southwest Sydney Unlocked Kensington Street program. They have a new album called Slipper Imp and the Shakerator, which was released earlier this year, and have come off a massive tour all around the US, Europe and UK. We're so excited to catch up with you guys. Thank you so much for coming on 2SER.
Thank you. How's it going?
It's good. How are you guys? Nice to be back home after the tour.
Always nice to be home. Always nice to be in Sydney.
That is great. So coming off such a big trip to all those different locations, what's been your favourite city so far to play in?
Sydney, of course.
Absolutely. Right answer. Good one. But yeah. Overseas, which one would be your favourite?
We've never played in Hong Kong, but friends of ours just played there, and I feel like it's something that we need to tap into in 2026, which sounds ridiculous to say.
We had a good time in Amsterdam. We had about 4 days over there after a really fun gig. It was blowing a gale outside. We're in this crazy venue. I don't know what it was called, but it was really cool.
Nomu.
Some community hub, Nomu.
That's the bar across the street, isn't it?
And then we stayed on a houseboat. Half an hour out of the city for 4 days.
Wow.
And just hung out there. And there's this other little city, like a really medieval city, kind of like Amsterdam, but no tourists and really pretty with like bars from the 1600s.
Utrecht,
no, it was, no, I can't remember the name, but it was really
it was like a bike ride away.
Oh, there's so many amazing places like that in Europe, aren't there? So what about crowd wise? Which place was your favorite?
What do you mean?
Which had the best crowd?
The vibiest crowd.
Amsterdam.
I think London.
London.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. How does that compare to the crowd in Australia?
Well, we just had this, like, impeccable thing worked out where we were sort of raffling, T-shirts and guitars that we were using, acoustic guitars that we picked up in op shops, and we were sort of doing, like, these dance competitions during the show. We were sort of bringing experimental dancers up on the stage and sort of judging the performance of the dancing member and awarding it. So,
and then the cool thing was Angus gave the guitar to the crowd to decide who to give it to, which was pretty amazing to watch that happen and however many people were there.
Yeah, you weren't
somehow a girl received the guitar and was stoked.
Yeah, you weren't allowed people on the stage at London. They were really like, the security was really gnarly that night, and so we had to sort of, it was like put to the crowd, and it was designated by like these portions of the crowd where there was like guys cruising and watching, and then sort of like little dance circles of people, and then those individual dance circles then judged their winner, and then the entire crowd judged the winner between the three dance circles, and it was awarded, and it just worked really well.
That's such an exciting thing to go and see at a performance. You guys sound like you have a very creative ideation and experimentation process. How do you come up with your albums? What is the things that make it click and make them happen?
I think we all just, we're just hanging out together in cool places. And
yeah, we're just all really old friends from when we were younger and learning to surf and working, but more to the live show, we've just got this really loose sound guy from California, and he more sort of comes up with the programming and we sort of rely on him for the inspo of the live show.
Amazing. And Slipper Imp and the Shakerator, that's your latest album. Was this a different process creating it to previous ones?
Not really. We just got stuck in and it was a really cool studio, No Wave Studio. Thanks, Julian. Legend. And it was just in the rainforest in Mullum Creek and just good vibes. It's just a nice evolution for us all.
Really tropo part out the back of Mullumbimby, where it sort of just gets really Hawaiian in the trees out past the escarpment of the mountain there. And he's just got this crazy studio that backs right up to it.
And we're not really intellectualizing the whole music making either. We're just hanging out, and then the time allocated just happens. Whatever happens, happens. And It's all good.
You can really hear it in the music. It is such a great track, album, full stop to listen to and
thank
chill
you.
Through the summer. Inez, one of our producers, was chatting with me earlier about one of your songs, When the Milk Flows. That's got a little bit of an international flavor to that. Is that a French plane announcement?
Yeah. We were on Air France. Somehow we'd had this sweet, just Angus and I were going.
We got upgraded. We're those people, you know how you hear about people that get upgraded on a plane to first class?
Yeah.
But there was no real first class.
Actually
we were at the front of the plane and we got sick little, like, fancy meals.
We got champagne. Do you want to see the selfie?
Yeah, we voice recorded the pilot doing his thing because we were still, I guess, you know, in the party mode from the night before because I think the flight was like 7 a.m. And we played the night prior in Paris, flying Paris to Athens. So it was cool. That was the end of our tour. And old mate is the sample, the pilot on that song that you're talking about.
That is awesome. That's definitely something I can imagine listening to after a big night out in the following morning.
Well, sweet.
Yeah, a little bit hectic, but chilled as well.
Exactly, a little bit of both. Beautiful mix. Thank you so much for coming in to chat with us, guys. We're so excited. You've got a show coming up. What time are you performing for South by Southwest tonight?
8:15.
8:15. Awesome. So, guys, make sure you head over to the performance on Kensington Street at 8:15 to see these guys perform. It is completely free and there's lots of good food.
Yeah, we can see it out the window right now.
Yeah,
pretty
we
much.
Can. Yeah, it's great. It's so
completely
close.
Free.
Absolutely free. Key point on that word. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in. That was psychedelic rock band Babe Rainbow from Byron Bay. Make sure you check out their performance on later. And to give you a little taster of what's coming up, we're going to play When the Milk Flows and the special French plane announcement.